The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Garth Brooks says he'll serve Bud Light in his Nashville bar. Now, 3 months ago, this would have been the most boring news I could have ever brought to you. You'd be like, great, awesome, beer and a honky-tonk. What's crazy about that? Obviously, this is relating to the controversy with Bud Light, choosing trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney to promote their beer. So Garth was actually asked about this, and I thought he had the best response. He's like, in my bar, we're going to love people. If you want to be an a-hole, there's 1,000 other bars you can go to.
Ain't that the truth?
No, seriously. His honky-tonk isn't open just yet, but I love the concept behind it. It's called Friends in Low Places. Mm-hmm. There's no opening date yet, but you better believe the second that thing opens, I'm driving up to Nashville and I'm going to party up in there. He says he wants it to be a destination for country music fans where any time of day you can go in and hear your favorite country tracks.
Anybody that knows Garth Brooks knows he's all about this. He's always embraced all sorts of people, all about love, right? So when he made this statement the other day, it wasn't shocking to me, but there were the videos of people going, ah, well, you just lost yourself a fan. Plenty of places for me to go drink in Nashville, and it won't be your place. It is literally the dumbest protest I have ever heard in my life, this whole Bud Light thing.
And right. I saw you share the video. If you don't follow Tizzy ENT on social media, he's... I personally think he's freaking brilliant of how he just shuts down trolls. So all these people saying they're not drinking Bud Light, but they're going to drink Coors Light. Well, here comes Tizzy ENT letting you know, Coors has been supporting the LGBT community for decades now. You're not going to drink that. You're going to drink Stella. Stella has been supporting the LGBTQ community for decades now. Oh, you're not going to drink that? You're going to drink Miller Lite or Michelob Ultra. Somebody said Corona. Every single beer that they are choosing to drink instead of Bud Light have been staunch supporters, as they should be, of the LGBTQ community. Just letting you know.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for our country that was a protest.
The funniest one, the video of the guy in his big old truck. I can't remember if it was a Ford or a Chevy.
It doesn't matter. They all support.
I know, exactly. So he drives over the Bud Light, like squishes the can, like, screw you, Bud Light. And then Tizzy ENT is like, I am here to inform you that truck that you drive has been supporting the LGBT community since 1963.
Awesome. We can't run, can't hide anywhere anymore.
What beers are safe anymore? Okay, Amber Heard is returning to the big screen for the first time since the Johnny Depp defamation lawsuit. So she's going to appear in the upcoming thriller In the Fire. It's set to premiere at a film festival in Italy. Deadline says this is the first time she's even promoting a film since her court battle. Between this film and like her other projects, honestly, I'm a little shocked that Hollywood is like letting her back into films. I really thought that court case was like the death of her career.
It wouldn't have any bearing at all on me going to see her or not.
Really?
None of it.
I mean, I personally don't care, but you know how people in Hollywood can be. They're so fickle when it comes to like cancel culture and stuff that like good for her that she can continue to work. Cause she's got to pay off, you know, all those court fees. But I was a little shocked to see that she was going to be in so many movies. She's going to be in this one that comes out during the film festival later this summer. She's going to be in Aquaman and The Last Kingdom.
Now, the court case doesn't bother me, but does she drink Bud Light?
Or drive a Ford?
I don't know. That would be enough for most people. Okay, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is helping the economy more than you think. So you know how everyone was giving me crap when I was making a big deal about Taylor coming to town? They're like, what has she ever done for us? Well, turns out a lot. The Eras Tour is expected to generate $4.6 billion in local spending.
Did you say billion?
Billion.
Wow.
$4.6 billion in local spending. Swifties on average are spending about $1,300 to attend the shows, so not even including the $1,300 ticket. So for like hotels, food, other tourism related experiences.
Wow.
I mean, I know when I was in Chicago, I was spending so much trying to get high that like I was, it sounds legit. It makes a lot of sense.
Well, you don't think, like, these aren't the things that you immediately think about when you think about concerts, but think about all of the commerce around a stadium, everything that is developed to support that concert also. all of it is going into a bank.
The restaurants,
the parking, like parking attendants, how much money they make.
Yeah, it's a huge touring in general, which means it's going to be a huge year for local economies because obviously Beyonce, Ed Sheeran also on tour, major tours as well. For more stories, head to
it's late in the show.
For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com, click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.